August 18, 2002, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. August 18, 2002. That was Slater Kinney, new record, song called Oh. Before that, John Coltrane, Wagunda, plus I screwed up, of course, and a little of the flute part at the beginning of To Be. But any and all, John Coltrane's fine with me. Brother Matt, how are you?
Cool.
I'm over here, I spaced on
the little extra
desk. Got to get a permanent little mixer thing from here so I don't have to space.
Okay. These are flexible. Yeah, where's the sun, though?
Yeah, it's totally gray. Okay. And we're in August. End of August. Pedaled twice this morning. Second round with Vinny Vegas. He wants to get into pedaling shape. He almost threw up. Conked out of the race, but he stayed to it and finished. Did like 9 miles.
After I saw you pump my tires up, so there's air in them now.
Oh, you have air. I was going to say, those no more flats like I got.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're solid rubber. I broke a spoke, so it's a little harder ride.
Doing some bouncing.
I broke spokes on the other one. They just wear out, I think, by riding by the water and the salt.
Mm.
Got a bunk.
It's like breaking a string.
Yeah. Totally. So, you had the scissor.
Yeah. Had a little guest. Man, guy wouldn't shut up. Yeah, it's like, can't stitch your path for a day. One day. I got the email still. One day. Then it turned a couple days. Then a few days. And, man, a guy took over in no time. So, he got scissored.
It was an infestation.
Oh, man. And you know what? He was a Jeopardy king, so the guy knows everything. He can't bring any subject up. He's going to know more about it. Man, it just, like, feeds this just talker, man.
Did you hear about the house in Torrance that blew up that was being tented?
Yeah.
It's fumigation.
That was a big old blast, I heard.
Yeah. So at least you didn't have to tent your pad.
Blast off.
Alright. New Sonic Youth, live from Pedro Show. Whoops.
Well, when I put myself together and I found that it was best, if I no longer tried to be just like all the rest, because I'm pushed up. Yeah, well, that's the bag I'm in. All right, and I don't want to get out of it now.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was John Kay and Sparrow. Sparrow was the band he had before Steppenwolf. Before that, there was a CD Cindy Bernard put out with... I'll read you from the thing. In summer 98, I had two small studios at Angels Gate Park in Pedro. G5 looking toward the harbor and Watts practice pad, and F1 next to the metal band facing the open sea. Inspired by bass and thrash, fueled by a Guggenheim fellowship, I organized Angels Gate Dusk, August 16, 1998. Installations of trios pulled from a hat. 12 musicians' names were pulled from a hat to form 4 improvisational trios, which performed inside an old meeting hall. 6 artists create installations scattered throughout the park. The jam has 2 trajectories, one primarily aural, one primarily visual. The premise is that artists are often thrown together within a space by an outsider, usually a curator, and forced to deal with each other. Through that tension, interesting things can happen. I am asking for a group of musicians, some who are also artists, to deal with each other in a similar way, to confront the resonances that occur or not, and collaborate over the course of a few hours. In a way, it's taken what artists always have to do spatially and apply it to the medium that deals with space and time. So over the course of one evening, the audio and visual trajectories of this idea intermingle. The sound is audible for the art installation outside the building. The art is visible from inside the performance space. Okay. You know, that's no offense or anything, but it's terrible. I don't say anything. But what happened was, names were pulled out of the hat, people played together, and what I played before John Kay's slide guitar thing was Nels Klein, Michael Entrera, Heather Locke, Rod Poole, and Rick Potts all jamming together. Yeah. Nels on acoustic, and Heather did for viola, and Michael cello, Rick Potts double bass, and it says Rod Poole did just intoned acoustic guitar. So maybe it's justified tuning or something like that. Everyone was very polite. No bogarting of the spatial space, area, whatever. I thought musicians were artists. Artists. It's like sculpture. Sculptor?
Yeah, it's a different medium.
Yeah, or something. And I'm going to play some more from this. There's something with Tom Watson and Vince Moroni playing with Vinnie Golia. And I did something too, but it was with, who was it with? Let me look here. Joseph Hammer and Marina Rosenfeld, but I'm too embarrassed, so I won't play the thing. I'll play the Tom and Vince thing. We start off with something new from Sonics. That didn't sound like Thurston singing. Maybe it was the new man, Jim O'Rourke. That's the new album. Murray Street and the song Radical Adults Lick Godhead Style. Sounds like something Byron would come up with, huh? They're going to be here with Slater Kinney, but I don't know if I'll be able to make it because I'm coming home from Belgium. Watt from Pedro Show.
¶¶ help me be still. Oh,
This cat came over for a day and lasted on and on, right? All right, Watt from Pedro Show. Sorry about that. Hollering. We've been graced with Pedroid Pedron, fellow Pedron Vinny Vegas. Come by, visit, bring some records. First, I should tell you what I just played out. Sex Pistols doing Stooges. No Fun. The other side of Pretty Vacant. Before that, from that Pedro gig a month ago, was it a month? Almost. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
We Go Speedro doing Real Cool Time. Bit of a bass Bogart. I don't know what the sound guy was thinking, but... Sorry, Adam. And Jay Maskus before that, Give Me Some Will off his new record. Me and Jay be playing this next week, rather. This is coming up Saturday, 6 days, in Belgium with the Ashton Brothers. Started off with We Hug 'Em and Baby Sister. Is that what it's called?
Bad Sister.
Bad Sister, sorry. Yeah. Oh, that whole song. Good Sister, Bad Sister. What?
Imitation Dingler.
Yeah. Do you hear that? Fraud. Oh, man. Anyway, Vinny's got some new music with Aaron White. And we're going to play that right now.
Love, you and me, two, together, luscious, languid, smooth, true, raw dream music, frantic, delicate, the essential moment. Gone, elaborate girl. Delirious, juice tongue goddess, bitter garden, honey nut, sweet summer peach, hot sun, gorgeous eternity.
Ever hear of about the white bunny with the magic nose?
Oh, he's got magic in his nose to turn you pink or turn you blue. Look out for him, or goodness knows, before you think to change you too.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Zoom with Planet Pinball. You know, cats give me records, CDs when I'm on tour. And this way, you can check out, see what kind of people come check me out. A lot of them are playing music, and that's kind of cool. It's like we're just taking turns for each other. Before that was Lee Rinaldo from Sonic Youth reading a poem called, what's it called? What Lake is Void of Love? Thank you, Lee. And before that, we started that little segment off with the Red Eyed Pigeons and Punk Show.
Pink Eyed Pigeons.
Pink Eyed?
Yeah.
What's it say there?
That wrote Pink Eyed, I think.
Does it say Pink? Oh, shit. Okay. I fucked up, sorry. Then he tells about that band.
All right, Pink Eyed Pigeons. It's me and my friend Aaron mostly doing stuff on our four-track. And I had my neighbor come over and play drums, and I do the guitar and bass. And it's just writing songs, waiting to put a band together, you know.
I played the wrong song.
Yeah, you did, but that one's all right, too. And the drums and bass were recorded on one mic at the same time.
Yeah, you and Brother Mal were talking about that technique.
Jamicano technique. We're big fans of that.
Yeah, what's the problem with the drums?
Oh, they came out kind of quiet, I thought.
Yeah, because it's hard for, you're talking about difficult?
Oh, no, with the drums? Yeah, difficult for me, I can't play them.
No, the method of recording?
Oh, we didn't want the drummer to play with headphones on. We thought it might screw him up, he might play better naturally, so we just put the bass and the drums with one mic.
Have you ever done a recording where they put a click track through the headphone?
No.
Yeah, I've had some of those. It's like, usually you're in the room with the drummer, so they got to put it really loud, so you're this, dong, 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 dong. I mean, like, ice pick. And some bands are so anal. I remember once the Alley Cats were recording, the drummer, they made the drummer do his thing. I think it was John McCarthy. Made him do his thing first without the band. And it was just him and this click track, you know, dong, dong, dong. And him just trying to wail the whole song. Well, he did it. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Some techniques aren't as organic as just
the live
Econo method you're describing there. Great day, huh?
Yeah, it's funk.
Nice. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Pedaling?
Yeah, no, good pedal day. It was cool. The wind was going the wrong direction. And that hurt coming back.
It's either one way
half.
Or the other way.
Now no, I'd rather have the hard part first.
Yeah.
My pedal headache lasted a little longer than normal. It took me like an extra half hour to cool down, you know.
Pounds of thumper in his head, Brother Matt.
Yeah. I mean, I just get up. I hear Watt ring the bell, and I'm just up. My alarm clock's going
pop.
Off, but I don't hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip how that little bell gets like...
It's loud. It's
yeah,
small.
Man, it cuts through everything, huh?
I got a friend of mine that uses one of those on a chopper, and it goes over the motor. It really does. You know, you can hear it on the freeway.
Oh, man. I think the bone phone.
30 seconds.
We're coming at the end of the first hour here, Watt for Pedro show. Benny brought by some sounds of his own, but we'll play those after Brother Matt's spin cycle, which we'll be getting into the next... hour.
30 more.
We're getting it to count down here. What's this new device?
The vaporizer.
The vaporizer.
It's a healthy way to smoke.
Yeah.
Less carbons.
So your Olympic athletes like to invite.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pin.
Okay.
So gotta do it. Do it right.
Yeah. Okay, hold tight. We'll be back in a little bit. That's the second hour of the August 18, 2002 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Young Marble Giants with The Clock. Before that, we had a Pedro band named Half Dead with Violence. The Solution is Violence. What's on the
solves
paper?
Solves everything.
Yeah. Sorry about this. Violence Solves Everything by Half Dead. Recorded here in Pedro. Pedro band. Started off with Buzzcocks doing Fast Cars. And now, it's time for the Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
Cool.
Thank you. In my bay we were in the field with that fame Liverpool.
Our own tongue when we were born. And However, if others
Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, here's some Prag Vic. Watt from Pedro Show.
L'autre jour, je rentre en scène, vieux copain qui m'a dit. Alors, je pars, j'en ai marre de Londres et de tout. Qu'est-ce qui se passe ici? Oui, il part en Amérique pour gagner beaucoup de fric. Alors, celui-ci, à bientôt. Allô, LA. Des aventuristes où je voudrais oublier toutes mes idées existentialistes. Comme c'est triste, comme c'est chouette, non? Comme la moustache a poussé longue, la moustache bourgeoise capitaliste ne pousse plus. Peut-être elle poussera plus grosse.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. As Friola Negros, I'm playing with them Wednesday in Hermosa Beach at the Lighthouse, but that's not me on the bass. That's the cat they had before quit.
Tom.
He's from around here, right?
Yeah. Nathan Walker, somewhere around there. Somewhere around your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's where I'm living.
Yeah, that is.
Before that, we had this band, Burning Key Car. They did a version of Mr. Robot's Holy Orders, a Minuteman song. And Ball Buster before that, Pair of Pliers, Live in Philly, 1999. And started off with Existential by Pragvec. Thank you, Brother Matt, for another Righteous Spin Cycle.
Ooh,
Vinny, that's the first time you heard that, huh?
Yeah, it was. Cool.
You were digging on the spins?
Yeah, it was.
Cool.
Make out music.
Okay. I did a benefit with Perkins and Peter from Porno a couple weeks ago for Kevin Haskins' daughter, set up a pirate radio thing. And there was a young kid band playing on the bill, too, called the Merkins, and they gave me a CD of their new stuff. All right, Americans.
Cool.
Trippy little instrumental there.
Kids, huh?
Yeah.
Rockin' kids.
I think what they told me was this record was the instrumental and they were going to put Spiel over it. But anyway, that's Cool Cream Pie.
1 minute.
We're coming down now to the end of the second hour, the August 18th, 2002 edition of Watt from Pedro Show here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Pedro, north of the equator, west of the Continental Divide. Brother Matt's going to Burning Man.
Yeah, 1 more week to go.
So I think we'll be able to get in 1 more show, though, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And
37.
Vinny, you're trying out for a new band?
Yeah.
Whittier Band?
Yeah, the Revolvers.
Revolvers.
They play around.
You learned 2 of the songs?
2 of them, yeah. They're easy to learn. So, yeah.
Why is that?
I'm not good by learning by ear, you know, but I was familiar with all the chords. Basic, simple, you know. But effective. And the dude could actually sing, which is, most people just yell. This guy actually sings, so that's cool.
What's the tunes about?
You know, I don't really know for sure. I guess just rock and roll.
You tell me after today.
All right, there you go.
Hey, sit tight for hour 3. It's hour 3 of the August 18, 2002 edition of Watt for Pedro Show. Here's part 8 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
After talking with that old far-seeing art, Jack Flanders has decided to get to the bottom of these strange things that have been occurring. Jack has decided that even though it's the dead of night, he'll go alone and search the maze and discover whether there really is anything to be afraid of. Armed with a bright flashlight and a hefty stick that could be used as a club, Jack enters the maze.
Old Art warned about keeping these earplugs in. I may as well put them in.
It's in position.
Old Art seemed to think it was some strange sound that caused a hallucination of some sort.
It proceeds cautiously.
Oh, it's a clever maze, all right. The hedges are just high enough so that you can't quite see over the tops. If I had a pair of stilts... next time I'll try that.
It thinks there'll be a next time.
This maze is totally different from what I expected. It's incredibly clever. Instead of complete chaos... Oops. Dead end. Again... Anyway, there's a pattern here. But just as I think I have the pattern figured out, it changes, and I realize it was so obvious I should have seen it. The pattern becomes simpler and simpler, but the maze becomes more difficult.
It's beginning to realize.
I think I see what's going on, and I don't like it. The maze itself is becoming more simple, all right. But it's me that's making it difficult. This thing is like a mirror. It reflects how I create problems out of nothing. I don't like what this maze is showing me.
It sees.
Earplugs or no earplugs, this thing knows how to get to you. Can my mind be so conditioned? These hedges seem to anticipate my thoughts, seem to know the pattern of my thinking as though this maze had an intelligence of its own. This place is a bit much. I don't think I can take this. I wonder where the hell I am. How long have I been here? Seems as though I've been here for eternities. As though this is all I've ever known. Ceaselessly fighting against this maze. This maze which is me. Whenever I begin to think about what decision to make, to go left or right, it's always wrong. But if I stop for a moment, it comes to me. It's as though I'm being reconditioned in here. Or unconditioned. Who was it that said, if you could suddenly see reality as it really is, you'd go mad instantly. That's what this place is. It's showing that everything I believe in is nonsense. My own creation. This is a bit much. I can't be stripped like that. Is that all I am? I realize I don't have any idea who I really am.
Realize it.
I've had enough. I'm turning back. But to go back means returning through that nightmare. I'm going to remove one ear, Oh, there. Oh, boy, that sounds good. Now I'm beginning to see what happened. By wearing earplugs, I had no outside distractions. It forced me to look inside me. No wonder everyone avoided my questions about the maze. Oh, that's better. Well, that was something. I must be near the center of the maze. I see no reason to turn back now. Oh, it's good to hear music again. Strange music. Feels good. Soothes the mind. There's some kind of ceremony going on. I can see shadows on the walls. Creatures dancing. Leaping. Rising and falling so slowly. Strange creatures. I can feel my body rising and falling. Oh, yes. Up and down and up. Yes, I see. You want me to come out. To leave my body behind. Leave it behind and soar out into space. Out through the top of my head. I'll just slide right out. It's happening. I'm slipping out. Right out the top. Leaving the body. Leave it behind like a dancing puppet. Bye, bye, body.
It's nighttime. The moon is large and bright, casting a silver light across the hills of Inverness. Jack Flanders has been exploring the maze. Following Old Art's advice, Jack prevented himself from hearing any sounds by wearing earplugs. As he continued to move inside the twisting, churning, mind-boggling maze, he discerned a pattern. A pattern that reflected his own brain rhythms. Soon he realized the maze was like a mirror reflecting all that was him, all the bull that he created around him, all that he thought was him. He felt himself being stripped of this false self, this self that looked to society for its mirror. And it was too much for him to endure. He yanked out the earplugs and listened to the night sounds. Soon he heard music that soothed him. He continued toward the center of the maze where a bonfire blazed, and creatures danced on their hind legs and hooves. Jack danced too. He leaped into the air, rising and falling very slowly, until he felt himself slipping from his body, sliding out through the top of his head. Caught in the ecstasy of the moment, he felt himself float away. He could see his body far below, still dancing, leaping like a demented puppet. Suddenly, he's caught, snared in a web. And there, to one side of the web, waiting, is a giant spider. No ordinary spider, but with legs rippling restlessly like tubes of spaghetti, legs of orange and green and blue and purple and of every conceivable color, rippling hypnotically, colors undulating, breathing. Its head is a brilliant iridescent green with prickly fur. Its eyes are enormous blazing red circles that seem to pierce right to his very soul. And its face is that of a woman. But no one Jack has ever seen before, or would ever care to see again, obviously. And from its contorted mouth, greenish drool slowly drips.
Steady. Steady. Oh, God, I'm overreacting at freakout level. I've got to control myself. My mother didn't raise me to be a spider's delicacy. Oh, no, it's coming to feast on my astral body, or whatever I am. It's moving cautiously, or it's savoring the moment before he devours me. I wonder if it'll suck my soul out of my astral body, like sucking a pimento out of an olive. If that's the way it is. Oh, that drool dripping from its mouth. Ugh. There must be a way out. Oh, God, I'm caught, all right. It's not a physical web, but one woven out of high frequencies. I can see the patterns of the frequencies, and I can feel them. Oh, no, it's only about 2 yards before it's on me. There's still one chance. I've got to alter my frequency of vibration, and then will for all I've got to get out of here when that thing reaches out. It'll be a good incentive, too.
Oh, it's got me! Not without a fight!
Gravity.
Tom Watson from his solo record, Country and Watson, something called Pardon. Before that, we had Tom Watson with Vince Moroney, Vince Golia, and Mark Trail from that sound CD number one thing I played at the beginning of the show, where the musicians were picked out a hat and had to collaborate in the moment, and it was recorded by Cindy Bernard. And we started off with Slovenly from this four-song EP on Ajax called Sixth Fingerless. So some Watson sounds here on the Watt from Pedro show. Benny is going to try out for this band, but before he leaves, he brought me some records here, some songs he wants played. So here's the first one, some 999.
Thank you. chicken coop, and now she's trying to lay an egg. Well, that last bottle must have gave her a licking. Now Grandma thinks that she's a chicken. Yes, she's trying to lay an egg. Grandma's drinking corn whiskey. Grandma's drinking corn whiskey, drinking it all day. Now she's laying in the hay. Yes, she's got the old shotgun. Grandma's drinking corn whiskey. Grandma's drinking corn whiskey, drinking it all day. Now she's laying in the hay. Grandma's laying in the hay. Grandma's laying in the hay. She's been drinking her life away. Now she don't care where she's going, just as long as the whiskey's flowing. Oh, please, Lord, get Grandma off the corn, or she will surely pass away.
Thank you. up. Stay out to get us, man. Yo, we got the dust, these boys off.
In this corner with the 98, subject the fucking object of hate.
Lord was on the lonely side. He said, my heart, my heart, my heart, if you gonna get along with me. Well, I screamed and hollered, I was so hard pressed. I called the woman that I loved the best. I finally got my baby by the half past three. She said, I know what you want with me. I said,
okay, Watt from Pedro Show. Those are some songs Vinny picked from his record collection at home. I guess some Elvis because he's dead still. Right?
Exactly.
Is it 25 years being dead?
Black Friday.
Here you go. Before that, Davy Allen, the Arrows with the Chopper.
Good old vinyl.
Before that was Public Enemy from their first record. You're Gonna Get Yours. Before that, Deep Purple from the 70s.
Because you got yours.
Demon Eye. Probably the heaviest lyrics on the show today. And gotta make fun of Stumbling.
My personal favorite.
Corn Whiskey by Smith's Ranch Boys, San Diego band. And started the Vinny set off with Little Red Riding Hood by 999. I was telling him about 999 in the days when they were playing and stuff, and a lot of people, punk people, thought they were jive. Oh man. Oh my, they all went dead, Brother Matt.
Let's see. Did you hit a button or something?
Maybe, I don't know. Getting them back. Anyway, here's an old punk band from England, and this guy's still going. He's coming to town soon. Charlie Harper, UK Subs, Watt from Pedro Show.
You ain't homeless, why do you go home?
That's the Ribeye Boys with a boot full of piss. Before that was Stoke, Plaid Porn. It started with Charlie and his UK subs at Go Home. And Vinny just went home. Went to try out for the Revolvers. Here's some Wipers. Watt from Pedro Show.
struggle. Struggle. They sound insane. Preservation keeps the crowd alive. Struggling. In hell, be lost in the layers of weakness. All around the world, brainwashed with the cheapest. In hell, be lost in the layers of weakness. All around the world, brainwashed with the cheapest. Exhausted with the mundane. No longer playing, struggling with the insane. Dark darkness and warmth, the obvious and mysterious. Magical colors, mystical shadows. I feel no meaning. They label me insane. They label me insane. They label me insane.
Sorry about that. That's Albuquerque's Eyeliners. Bad Attitude. Sorry for screwing up. I thought, well, it doesn't matter what I think. Before that, we had Tricky Struggling, which is what I'm doing. It started off with Wipers, Telepathic Love, outtake from the first record sessions. coming to the end of another Watt from Pedro show, August 18, 2002. Brother Matt, thank you very much.
Ooh, thank you.
Another one in the bag. Benny Vegas, thanks for visiting us, though you're not here to hear that.
Good luck rocking out with the Whittier boys.
Yeah, much luck. Mucha suerte. And we're going to try to get another show before the Burning Man thing. I'm going to be going now to do that Puko Pop gig in Belgium with Jay and the Ashton Brothers. I'll be able to tell you about it next time. I hope it's okay. I mean, I'm not even bringing a bass. There's supposed to be a Fender waiting for me there, and we'll see what happens. I haven't played with them since March, but I do know the songs backwards and forwards, so I'm going to play my brains out. Opening for tons of poses, too. So, okay, till next time, keep your powder dry.